one of the things they have managed to retain is this huge Commonwealth Care Program, the expanded Medicaid program. So the state programs that give people free or subsidized health care have essentially remained untouched. And that's a huge part of health reform, and it's also probably the most expensive part of health reform. People are worried what could happen to those programs if there's less and less money available. For instance, will they cap the number of people who can get free or subsidized health care, especially since now more and more people are applying for these programs?
Because they're losing their jobs, for one thing.
Yep, that's the main reason. I recently spent a day at Healthcare for All's helpline, and what they do is they take calls from people around the state who are looking to get subsidized health care. They said they've been getting 2 or 3 times the number in the last month or two that they did earlier. Most of those calls are from people who have just lost their jobs.
Healthcare for All, one of the groups that fought for health reform here in Massachusetts. Are they happy with how it's going?
They tell me that they are very happy, and they point to the number of people who now have health insurance who didn't have health insurance before. And that number is around 440,000 people. So when I interviewed them really just a few days ago, the leaders in that organization are very upbeat about health reform. It's important to add they also are very vested in health reform. They really put their reputation on the line. They worked for it when it was going through the whole passage. So they really have a lot at stake in making sure it is a success.
Who's not so happy with it?
Well, there are different constituencies who are not so happy with it. On the consumer side of things, the folks who are happy are the ones who are now getting subsidized health care. The ones who are not are the people who usually make just too much money to get subsidized health care, but they are still mandated by the state to buy health care. For instance, I recently interviewed an auto body repair shop owner in Westfield who is in this situation. He is hopping mad. He is very angry because he feels this is a mandate at a really bad time in the economy, a bad time for his business, and he can't get any help from the state. And then you've got, on the policy side, there's a large contingent of people in the state and also outside the state who are very committed to a single-payer system where the government would pay for health care for everybody and generally through higher taxes. This system does not do that. It expands state programs, but it is still very much tied up with the private insurance industry. And those who are in favor of single payer feel this is simply going to continue with extremely high costs, and ultimately it is not going to improve access for most people to health care.
Access. A shortage of primary care doctors in this state. Are people now insured but yet can't find a doctor?
Yes, that is what's happening. People more and more are finding that they have their insurance card and they are obligated in some cases to have a primary care physician to get into the system. But doctors are not taking new patients, especially in this area. On the Cape and in Western Massachusetts, there are fewer doctors and there are fewer plans that take the state insurance. And people are either not being able to find a doctor, or if you do have a doctor, you have to wait sometimes weeks or months to get into that doctor because each doctor is so overtaxed. And this is also a big problem at community health centers. The community health center in Holyoke, for instance, Holyoke Health Center, used to be the default primary care center, especially for low-income residents. They still are, but there's a 4-month waiting list just to get to see a primary care doctor there. So their status as a safety net is rather wobbly.
With the new administration in Washington, would President-elect Obama base his health care plan on what's happening here in Massachusetts?
A lot of talk is out there saying that Massachusetts will be a model for Obama's health care plan, for Tom Daschle's health care plan. Recent reports from Tom Daschle are very vague. They don't really mention Massachusetts as a specific model. Senator Kennedy is often quoted, however, in those stories. He's clearly in favor of Massachusetts health reform. So they're certainly looking to Massachusetts. I think they're waiting to see, to some degree, how much political support Massachusetts has. At the moment, in the polls, there's a fair amount of support for Massachusetts health reform. And it basically retains the system that we have with private insurance companies. And a lot of insurance companies like this plan. So politically, it might actually be the most likely for a national health plan. whether it would lead to lower costs and considerably higher access nationwide is another question. A lot of people point out that Massachusetts had a specific set of circumstances that led to health reform, and nationally it may not translate as well.